So let's review. The Gemara continues with the halachas of how a dayan must approach a din Torah and proceeds with a pasuk in Parshas Devarim. Le'sekiru panim ba'mishpat ki'katan kagalu tishmon le'seguru m'mnei ish ki'amishpat le'lekimhu. Ba'adavar she'yikshu mikem takriven elai v'shamativ. Le'sekiru panim ba'mishpat, Rabbi Yehuda says, le'sekirehu, a dayan may not show favor towards one of the litigants if he's his friend. Rabbi Elazar says, le'sinakrehu, a dayan may not show contempt towards one of the litigants if he's his enemy. Kakatan kagodlo tishmun, Rish Lakish says, she'echav v'lecha din shal pruta, k'din shal me'amana. A dayan must consider a small claim of one pruta like a large claim of 100 mana and must judge whichever claim comes first. Kemishbet le'likimhu, am Rab Chama Rab Chanina, am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, le'dayan le'risham, she'nait le'mizem mamen, v'noisim le'zesh le'kedin, el'shamatricha noisim le'hachzer mamen, le'balav. Hashem exclaims, not only do the wicked dayanim extract money illegally, but they trouble me to return the money to its rightful owner. Moshe told the dayanim, "V'adav asher yikshu mikem takriven elai v'shamativ. All difficult matters should be brought to me." Amar b'chanina b'item Rabbi Yeshua. Al tefer zeh nenesh Moshe, as Rashi explains, "Shehoyi leilim takriven lefnei hashchina." Moshe Rabbeinu erred in saying takriven elai, in which he seemingly took credit for himself, and he should rather have said that the difficult matters be brought before Hashem. And therefore, later on during the incident of the Bnei Slavchad, Moshe was punished, as the pasuk states, by Yaakov Moshe's Meshpatim Lafnei Hashem. Moshe did not know the halacha and needed to bring their case before Hashem. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not take credit for himself, because Moshe did not say Vashmiachem, and I will teach it to you. He said Vashematev, which implies Igemirna Gemirna V'Iloi Azelna V'Gemirna. If I already learned this halacha, I will teach it to you. But if not, I will go and learn it. And as to the Bnei Slavchad, Ru'uya Parshas Nachalish Shetikas Abadei Moshe Rabbeinu. El Shazachu Bnei Slavchad V'Nechas Abal Yadon. This was not a punishment, but rather the Bnei Slavchad were rewarded in that the halacha was taught through them. The Gemara continues with several psukim which seem to be contradictory. In one pasuk it states, V'atzave Eshevteichem Be'esahi, while another pasuk states, V'atzave Eschem Be'esahi. And Rabbi Elazar Amar Psimloi reconciles them as follows. The second pasuk forewarns the public to be fearful of the judges, and the first pasuk forewarns the judges to tolerate the public. In one pasuk, Moshe told Yeshua, "Ki atzu tavei es'am el ha'aretz," which implies that Yeshua will enter Eretz Yisrael among the others. While in a later pasuk, Hashem told Yeshua, "Ki atzu tavei es b'nei Yisrael el ha'aretz," which implies that Yeshua will bring or lead the others into Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara explains, Amar lo Moshe li Yeshua, Ata v'askenim shebedari mohem. Moshe initially told Yeshua that he and the elders together will lead the Klal Yisrael. However, Hashem told them, Tul makal v'hach al kadkadam, davar echad ladar ve'en shnei dabarim ladar. Take your staff and hit them over their heads. There can be only one leader, but not multiple leaders for the generation. The Gemara returns to the halachas of the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak and cites a braisa. Tana zimun b'shleisha, as the Gemara explains, azmuni ladin ada amar mishmei dekulu. The shleach sent by Bezin to summon a person to appear before them must summon him in the name of all three judges. However, amar mipum edechad lo emaklum. If the shleach summoned him in the name of only one judge, the litigant is not obligated to come to Bezin. The Gemara adds, hanamili b'lo yom edidina, abu b'yom edidina les lamba. This applies only on the day that Bezin is not in session, when it must be mishmei dekulu. However, if this was on a Monday or Thursday when Bezin is in session, then it can be even Mipum Edechad. The Gemara continues, explaining the previous Mishnah. Ha'oinis v'mafatim v'moitzi shemra b'shleisha, divrei meir, v'chacham aimrim, moitzi shemra b'esim v'shleisha, v'mnei shiyesh b'din nefashis. In the following cases, ha'oinis v'mafata, if a person either coerced or seduced a 12-year-old girl who is a besula, a virgin, he is required to pay her father a fine of 50 silver coins. V'amaitzi shemra, a man who falsely accused his wife, who is a 12-year-old girl and a besula of his nus, is punished with malchus, and he must pay her father a fine of 100 silver coins. Rameya holds that all these cases require only three judges. The Chum disagree and say that the case of Maitzi shemra requires 23 judges, because there is a possibility that Edom will confirm this nus, in which case Bezdin would be required to judge whether to issue a death sentence for the wife. The Gemara asks, B'chiyesh b'din nefash is mayhava. At this point, since there are no Edim, it's only a claim of Mammon, not Misa, and three judges should be sufficient. The Gemara offers several approaches to the Machlekes. Ula says, B'cheshin l'laz k'mifliki. They disagree on whether we need to be concerned that through the claim of Mammon, word will spread, and unknown Edim will come, and confirm this nos, and the wife will become Chayiv Misa. Rameya holds, Ein cheshin l'laz, therefore Maitzi Shemra b'shleisha. While the Chum holds, cheshin l'laz, therefore Maitzi Shemra b'esem b'shleisha. Rava says, Kulam l'laz loy cheshinan. All agree that we don't need to be concerned that Edom will come and confirm this nos. The Mishnah is referring to a case where the husband initially claimed to have Edom for his nus, and 23 judges were assembled to judge this as a capital case. However, the husband could not produce the Edom. He then asked Bezin to judge his claim of mamon to absolve him from paying the wife's ksuba, and for this claim no Edom are required, because as Rashi explains, Chacham tikna lehem levnei Yisrael lebesula mesayim l'amana mana, v'heim heminuhu lehefsid alpiv. Since the Chacham initiated the obligation to provide a ksuba, therefore they are unable to initiate that when he claims that she was mezana, he's absolved from the chiv ksuba based on the rationale of chazaka inam tarech besuda mafsida. One would not go to the trouble of preparing a wedding meal and then ruin it with a false claim. The Chacham b'cheshen lechvaydin shall rishayin kemifligi. And the machlekes is in whether we are concerned that to use only three judges for the now monetary case and send away the other 20 dayanim might question their reputation. Remeya holds ein cheshen lechvaydin, therefore meiti shemra b'shleisha, while the Chacham holds cheshen lechvaydin, therefore meiti shemra b'esem b'shleisha. Abaya says the kula am cheshin and lalaz, mshum kevaydin shall rishayinim. All agree that we are concerned for both Edis Nus and for the reputation of the other Dayanim. However, the Mishnah is referring to a case where the Edis Nus did come, but they had only warned the wife that Nus is forbidden and punishable with Misa, but they did not specify which form of Misa. And the Machlekes is as follows. Remeya holds like Rabbi Yehuda who says, Adshi Yedi Uhu Be'ez Misa Hunerek. The Astra is valid only if the Edim warned her of the specific Misa, but the Astra is not valid if they did not mention the specific Misa. Therefore, in our case, since there is no chiyuv misa, mitzvah shemra b'shleisha. While the Chacham hold like the Tanakama who says, "V'ad she'idi'uhu shu chayiv misa bebezin." As long as they aid them mention misa, even if they did not mention the specific misa, the astra is valid. And since there is a chiyuv misa, therefore mitzvah shemra be'esem b'shleisha. The puppet says, "Halcha be'isha chaveira askinon." The Mishnah is referring to a case in which the wife was a learned woman, and the aidim did not give her any astra. Remeya holds Chavr Tzarech Hasra. A Chavr also requires Hasra, and since there was no Hasra, there's no Chiv Misa, and therefore Meitzi Shemra B'Shleisha. While the Chacham holds like Rabbi Yisi Bar Yehuda, who says Chavr Ein Tzarech Hasra, Lefish Leinitna Hasra El Lahavchim Meshege Lemezin. A Chavr does not require Hasra, because Hasra is only needed to confirm that the person committed the Aver intentionally, and since there is a Chiv Misa, therefore Meitzi Shemra B'Esser B'Shleisha. This discussion continues in the next daf.